And now we're going to check in with the editorial board at the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we'll talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's Viewpoints section. Today, our focus is on whether government sometimes tries to do too much. The jumping off point is a column by John Gabriel. And with me to talk about that is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. Phil, John Gabriel argues that elected officials often try to do too much, and that causes unintended consequences. What do you make of that argument?
John is serving a vintage and very old idea in a new bottle. It's something we need to think about a lot and has been thought about over the ages. This idea first appears in the Hippocratic Oath, which goes back to about 3 to 5 BC. And it turned into the physician's oath of first do no harm. And it really didn't say that, and it wasn't really written by Hippocrates. But it did have the seeds of that idea, first do no harm. And so I think what John is saying is you would actually be more effective if instead of issuing lawmaking power to the 535 people who represent us in Congress and the Senate, instead you issued them hammocks and told them, just take it easy the next several years.
Well, Phil, what are we electing these people to do then?
We're electing people ideally to exercise good judgment. One of the examples that John was using, he was going back to World War II, even before World War II, and to a German general named Kurt von Hammerstein. He was actually the commander-in-chief of the German army during the Weimar Republic, just before World War II. And he was a very bright guy who used to classify his generals, his staff, by four measures. And you're either energetic, stupid, smart, or lazy. And he felt that the best combination was to have somebody who was smart and lazy. And the point was is that somebody who is bright and lazy is not going to create busy work. They're not going to send you down a rabbit hole just for the sake of doing something. And it was interesting, when I read that, it reminded me of something I'd read about Winston Churchill. And Winston Churchill, during World War II, formed a war cabinet, and he only wanted leaders who were really busy in their jobs because he didn't want functionaries who had a lot of time on their hand who were going to make busy work for them because they didn't have that luxury during the war. Mm-hmm. So, it's a very old idea.
So does what we need potentially generally as a society to have people who have good ideas but aren't necessarily going to try to jam them down our throats, is that contrary to what the big donors want, to what the parties want, frankly, because it might affect their hold on power in some way?
He uses some great contemporary examples. And so one of them was Lyndon Johnson's war on poverty. When Lyndon Johnson set out on that, it was part of his Great Society in 1964. The rate of poverty was actually in steep decline and had been for 5 years. After Lyndon Johnson, we spent $15 trillion as an American society on poverty, and we created this culture of dependency that even Democrats like Bill Clinton had to get involved reversing. And so the Department of Education, Jimmy Carter, look at the state of public education today. I mean, what good did that do? And Steve, there's a great example on the right where the right went astray trying to do something good. And that was after 9/11. And after 9/11, we began to think about what caused that, and we decided that it was the failure to imagine people using airplanes as bombs and flying them into our biggest buildings. And so that led to this adventure, this invasion of Iraq. And just over the weekend, running the same time as John's column, is this big takeout by the New York Times showing that what has happened to Iraq since that invasion. Now, before the war, the United States saw Iran as a problem, and they saw Iraq as a bulwark against the hegemony of the Persians. Well, now today, Iran virtually dominates Iraq. I mean, the Iraqis are buying Iranian clothing and food and goods. They're watching Iranian television and listening to the radio.
To focus on Arizona just for a sec, we've pointed to term limits, clean elections. Those were things that ideally, we're going to fix a problem, and again, coming back to unintended consequences, may have created bigger problems. So, Phil, how do we get out the message that people should be more bright and lazier?
It's interesting. We have a great example here in Arizona, and it's our football coach, Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians, when he hires assistant coaches, he doesn't want guys who are going to be like most NFL coaches, workaholics, where they're working around the clock, studying film all the time, and they don't have any balance in their lives. And he'll tell them, look, if you're coming on here, you're going to be balanced. I'm sending you home at the end of the day. You don't get to stick around and read film. I want you to have some balance, you know, and to be anchored in your own life. And I think you'll do your job better if you are.
Phil Boas is director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.